Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Hey everyone, welcome to Interior Design Tips. Today we're talking countertops, specifically quartz, granite, and butcher block, and how to figure out which one might actually work for your kitchen.
Yeah, it's one of those decisions that feels overwhelming at first. But once you understand what each material is really like to live with, it gets a lot clearer.
So let's start with granite, since it's been the go-to for a long time. It's a natural stone, every slab is unique, and honestly, it's beautiful. I have it in my kitchen and I still love looking at it.
Same here. But the thing people don't always hear up front is that it needs to be sealed. When I first got mine, I didn't realize how often that was supposed to happen. Once a year is pretty standard, sometimes more, depending on the stone.
Right, and if you skip that, it can stain. Oils, wine, acidic stuff like lemon juice. It's not fragile, but it does need a little attention. That said, heat resistance is great. You can set a hot pan right on it.
Which I definitely do. Now, quartz is interesting because it's engineered, so it's mostly ground-up stone mixed with resin. That means the pattern is more consistent, which some people love, and some people find a little flat compared to natural stone.
The big upside with quartz is that it's non-porous. No sealing ever. You just wipe it down and you're done. For busy kitchens or households with kids, that's a real practical advantage.
The one thing to watch with quartz is heat. You actually can't put a hot pan directly on it. The resin can discolor or crack. So you need trivets, which is a minor habit to build, but worth knowing before you commit.
I have a friend who found that out the hard way. Just a little discolored ring near the stove. Not the end of the world, but not ideal either.
Yeah, totally avoidable though. And then there's butcher block, which is just a completely different feel. It's warm, it's natural, it's wood, and it gives a kitchen this cozy, lived-in quality that stone can't really replicate.
I had butcher block in a rental I fixed up, and I genuinely loved it. It's also the most budget-friendly of the three, which matters if you're doing a full kitchen renovation and trying to spread the cost around.
The trade-off is maintenance. It needs to be oiled regularly, maybe every few months, and it will show scratches and wear over time. Some people mind that, and some people actually love how it develops character.
I'm in the second camp. I think the patina looks great. But if you want something that looks pristine forever, wood probably isn't the right call.
It's also not great right next to the sink if water is going to sit on it constantly. Warping and swelling is a real thing with wood and moisture.
One thing a lot of people do is mix materials, like quartz for the main counter and butcher block on an island or prep section. You get the practicality where you need it and the warmth where it looks great.
That's actually a really smart approach. You're not locked into one choice for the whole kitchen. And honestly, that's how a lot of well-designed kitchens end up looking. Layered and interesting, rather than all one thing.
Exactly. Think about how you actually use your kitchen, how much upkeep you're willing to do, and what the overall feel of the space is. Those three things will pretty much point you in the right direction.
Well said. All right. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today.
Yeah. Catch you next time.
Grab your tools. It's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. Whether you're a homeowner, a realtor, or you run a staging agency, you can take a photo of any room and instantly see it in a bunch of different styles. Got an empty or dated listing? Upload it and show buyers what that space could actually look like. That's remodelhome.ai.